week this did not work, so I'm hoping it works today, Lord willing. Thank you. Okay. Lord, we thank you for your great work. We thank you for your tremendous love. We thank you for the word that you have given. And Holy Spirit, we just, with all the fiber of our beings, we thank you for making that word alive in us, and that you use it through us to draw others. Lord, you are amazing and you are wondrous, and we just pray that we honor you in dealing with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, please stand as we recite the Shema together. The Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Devarta et Adonai Eloheya, Vechol Levacha, Uvechol Neshapka, Uvechol Modeka, Veatapha Iracha, Komoka, Amene. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all you have provided for your people in your great and glorious majesty and splendor and grace. Amen. You may be seated. Again, we're in 2 Samuel 17, verse 14. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord had ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel in order that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom." We're continuing our consideration of the fact that man may try to bring about his or her plans and plots to derail the ordained will and purpose of the Lord God Jehovah, but that will never happen. All that God has put into place to accomplish his will and his design purpose will take place. Everything that this created realm would put forth in any effort to derail that which the Lord has deigned to happen will never succeed. This is a surety of eternal force, and it is maintained with all the omnipotence and omniscience of our God. It is always mankind who must adjust and accede to the plan and the will of the Lord, never the other way around. Accordingly, we're tracing how this glorious truth of the will of God in place is set forth through the entirety of Scripture. God always accomplishes that which he has ordained before anything was created that was created. We can fully on his ruling and overruling to bring into place all that is his heart's contentment in the course of human history. Please open to 2 Chronicles 25, 14 through 16, where we have the account of one of the later kings of Judah, Amaziah, who forgot that everything in the course of the leadership of God's people always needed to be in line with who God is and all that he had done. Amaziah so easily set aside the Lord God of Israel to embrace the God of the Edomites? The really puzzling part of this account is that he did not recognize that these gods had not protected the Edomites. So why would he